Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Hendrick moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Robinson moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spike strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. There goes Duffy. The throw from Downing and Duffy is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Dent reaches second base with a double. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. Downing moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Horta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dent bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Muser moves to second. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Muser moves to third. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nyman. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Rich Gossage now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Terry Forster now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardi moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.